not just the things that we'd like to get rid of, like the national identity card scheme that we think is too much top-down state control. We're also going to have to ask people to do some difficult things. We're going to have a freeze in public sector pay. We've actually said in advance of an election that if you vote for us, we're going to have to retire a year later from 2016, which is, you know, a big step to take. But I think when you're faced with this sort of deficit, with this sort of problem, you've got to look the electorate, the British people in the eye, and say, look, here are some of the things we're going to have to do together. Because otherwise, you're going to win an election without the mandate you need to actually take the tough steps you need to take.
Notwithstanding that, people who look at 2010 look at the British economy as lagging behind Germany, as lagging behind France, and certainly lagging behind the United States, not to speak of China.
That's right. I mean, we do have a problem. Our recovery is sluggish and very, very slow starting. And as well as dealing with the deficit, we've got to roll up our sleeves and get things going again, get people investing again. Now, we'll be setting out next week proper plans for economic growth. Things like saying any new business that sets up, it shouldn't have to pay tax on the first 10 people it employs. Things like saying, let's simplify the tax system and let's get some of the main rates of corporation tax down. Things that actually get people investing again, get people wanting to employ people again. Those are the steps that we would take. But at the heart of it, this problem of the deficit, which our opponents, the British government, have